I'm Jennifer Newman. I'm Wiradjuri. I was born and raised in Narromine, a little town on the banks of Wombul, the Macquarie River out in central New South Wales. Being Wiradjuri, our identity is rooted to the three rivers, Wombul, Kalar and Murrumbidgee. So it's something very, it's probably a difficult thing to articulate in words, but I've got muddy toes from being in the river now and back through my generations. I'm a migrant from the inland to the coast here. Moving here to the river was a bit of a revelation to me about the importance of river to my identity and my sense of fulfilment in where I live. When I moved here, I just thought, yeah, I've come back to the river. And it really revived in me my belonging to a river. And so I have a daily engagement with the river somehow, even if it is just standing at the front fence and looking out over the water to see if there's any pelicans, to see what level the tide is at. Even if it's as small as that, I have a daily engagement with the river. And now when I go home to Narromine, I have a stronger compulsion to go to the river than I've been aware of in you know, maybe the last 25 years. But now I really actively find myself seeking an opportunity to go out on the river because my daily engagement here has revived that part of my identity that I wasn't so conscious of before. Here where I live, what is now Helston Park, I'm living on Wongal land. Woolawari Bennelong was a Wongal man, so I'm living on Bennelong's country, and that in itself is a very precious thing for me. Bennelong's one of our great historical figures, and we could all do well to learn as much as we can about Bennelong's life. He engaged in a lot of really quite important work in establishing relationships with the First Fleet, with Arthur Phillip, with the governor, travelling to England, guiding people, negotiating, translating, doing all of those things that he was doing at the time of the First Fleet, at the establishment of the colony. When he died, he was destined to be buried in a pauper's unmarked grave. The obituary that was published for Bennelong in the Sydney Gazette of the time was quite scathing and described Bennelong to be an insolent drunk who had proved himself to be nothing more than the savage that which he was born, despite all of the great efforts made towards him by whitefellas to bring him to habits of civilization. It's terrible, terrible, terrible obituary. And so he was having this ignominious end, and James Squire stepped in and said, "This is a travesty." And this is a man who's been a great friend to the colony. He should be given proper acknowledgement. He should be given a proper burial. And James Squire took Bennelong up to his property at Putney and buried him up in his orchard. Through my mum's line, through the McIntoshes, I'm the great, 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 eighth generation descended granddaughter of James Squire. So it's quite amazing for me to be connected to that white fella who took such good care of that Aboriginal man and who acted so respectfully when he died, to take him up and give him a proper burial. A very precious part of my own sense of history. It's also a very precious part of my mum's history. So to be able to look in our family and see right back in 1788, we have this respectful, genuine, caring relationship between Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people is a most amazing, precious thing. So I feel quite a special relationship to this country now, to look after Bennelong's country, because I am descended from people who have looked after Bennelong and his country back over time. So it's a pretty special connection.